AJ, wherever you see fit. 9 months ago, at our merging of the water service, we welcomed you to our congregation as our intern minister. And as a teaching congregation, we sought to provide you a safe haven to discover your ministerial gifts and talents, as well as to make mistakes. It's a learning opportunity that's unattainable in any other setting, really. During our covenanting in September, we invited AJ to join us here in this community for this year, to minister to us in times of joy as well as times of sorrow, to speak to us in truth and love, and to awaken in us deeper awareness of our own spiritual journeys. We invited you to try new things as you discovered for yourself your gifts and your talents, and also just understood your own sense of ministerial identity. And we acknowledge that we are all always learning together and invited you to be gracious with our shortcomings as we would be with yours. These congregational covenants that we make with our interns are just so central to how we covenant with each other to be. So it's been quite a year. You jumped right into this internship, into this year of adventure. You rode the bumpy fall with us, and you got to experience a whirlwind capital campaign, a one-month capital campaign that enabled us to start our building project. The delays have meant that you're leaving us in the midst of this migratory season we are in, and you won't be here for the re-entry into our building, which we had anticipated when we interviewed with you. And you've already shared on a couple of occasions that you want to be invited back for the dedication. So I promise you an invitation. You led deep and enriching worship with us, taught a class on spiritual language, was present to our children, engaged with the loop, led memorials, and helped our leadership group through the many ups and downs that we've had in this year of unexpected changes. You are astute at group processes. You actually came here with a lot of just the instincts of ministry. And you often helped steer a conversation to just where it needed to go at the right moment after listening deeply and carefully. And I will personally miss our long walks and our talks about everything from deep Unitarian Universalist theological issues to what to wear on Sunday and how do we make sure we extinguish the chalice. By all accounts, we have fulfilled our covenant together. And it's been an honor and a pleasure to work with you, and I have learned a lot from you. So it's time to release this covenant. And I'm going to start with the children and youth. You're just going to answer, "We will," okay, when you listen. You all had the opportunity to learn from AJ during Spirit Jam. How many of you were in a Spirit Jam that AJ was at? Some of you? Definitely Zach. Will you release him from this covenant, from the promises that we all made to learn together, so he can go and teach and preach in another congregation? Say, "We will."
We will.
Okay. And to the adults in this congregation, will you take this year of learnings into your heart, confident that the gifts of your relationship with AJ will linger far into the future? Will you now release AJ from this ministry, allowing him to serve the Sierra Foothills Unitarian Universalists freely, confident that he will take his learnings from this internship to any future ministry? And to AJ, will you take this year of learnings into your heart, confident that the gifts of this relationship will support you in your ministry for years to come?
I will.
And will you release this congregation from our covenant, inviting us to continue to minister with one another and the world with courage and compassion, confident that the gifts of your relationship will linger with us in our hearts? AJ, I want you to know you have my continued support as you move from intern to colleague. It's been an honor to share the ministry of this congregation with you. And I release you, confident that you will bring wisdom, joy, and care into all of your future ministries. And before you go, I have a gift to share with you for a little memory of your time in Colorado, and I believe the congregation has one as well. So these are for you. As you wish. Okay. Okay. Do you want to?
Yeah, these are.
There you go.
Thank you all so much. It has been such a joy and a blessing to be with you all and learn with you all and worship and serve and all of that together. This year, the common read for the leadership groups was a book called The Tao of Leadership. It's sort of a modern translation of the Tao Te Ching. And in it, it talks a lot about the relationship and the mutual relationship between the group and the leader. And that's something that's very present in my mind on this last Sunday as we're wrapping up my internship, is that to be a leader, to be the minister, one needs a congregation. Or at least to be a minister, one needs someone or some group to minister to. It's not all congregations, but in my case, in Lydia's case, we're parish ministers, so in order to grow into that identity and claim that authority, I needed a congregation, a group of people, and you have all been so kind and gracious in being that for me and trusting me in that role as minister to really allow me to grow and mature in this year. So I thank you all. I love you all. And I will miss you all.